It's a legacy of the War on Terror. Improvised explosive devices known as IEDs have wreaked havoc on U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan, tearing through armored vehicles and in Afghanistan, amounting to half of all U.S. troop deaths. And with the devastating bombing at the Boston Marathon, the threat that forces face overseas has come home.
It is an enduring threat that I think both operationally to our forces and domestically will be here for decades.
Lieutenant General Michael Barbero runs the Defense Department's counter IED operations. Last year he said, quote, "We're dreaming if we think this threat will leave us after the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan." Since 2011, there have been more than 10,000 IED attacks in over 100 countries. 40 different terror networks were responsible. And experts now worry that in the future, homemade bombs will become the weapon of choice in the U.S.
IEDs are, I'd say, the single biggest threat we have to our security here in the nation.
Robert Laskowski ran the Homeland Security Department's Bomb Prevention Unit.
The capacity it takes to be able to construct an IED really is very small in terms of a level of any kind of engineering or technical background, and the materials are widely available.
A research center at the University of Maryland says there have been 44 IED attacks in the U.S. since 2001. In 2011, a white supremacist crafted an explosive with layers of shrapnel and rat poison, a nasty bomb which would have caused those who survived the attack to bleed to death. His target? A parade marking the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday in Spokane, Washington. Luckily, the bomb was discovered 40 minutes before the event, and tragedy was averted. In 2010, a plot by a homegrown Muslim terrorist to detonate a car bomb in Times Square was also thwarted. The cost to counter the threat of makeshift bombs is in the billions, but most of the money goes towards protecting troops, leaving many civilians gathered in large groups exposed.
Our budget here in the United States comparatively is minuscule. When I was the Assistant Secretary back at DHS, we created an Office of Bombing Prevention, annual budget of $20 million a year when we started off. Today it's about $11 million a year, and it's probably going to be cut further.
It would not even be enough to triple the budget, he says. A high price for an explosive that costs only a few dollars to make.